This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The Israel-Hamas war has upended the lives of foreign health workers at medical facilities in Gaza, among them Indonesians at the Indonesian hospital in northern Gaza. VOA's Yuni Salim has more.
The Israeli military has provided evidence showing Hamas using hospitals to conceal their activities, including through a network of underground tunnels. One political analyst told VOA that staffers at Gaza hospitals might not be actively colluding with Hamas or aware of Hamas activities near the facilities. The Indonesian hospital in Gaza has been in operation since 2016. But according to hospital workers, the fighting has left it so damaged, it may never open again. Yuni Salim, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said in Israel on Friday, the war in Gaza will transition to a new phase focused on precise targeting of the Hamas leadership and on intelligence-driven operations.
There's no contradiction between saying the fight is going to take months and also saying that different phases will take place at different times over those months, including the transition from the high-intensity operations to more targeted operations.
Israel has come under increasing global pressure to reduce civilian casualties in an offensive that has killed almost 19,000 Palestinian civilians since the U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas assault that killed around 1,200 people in southern Israel on October 7th. The White House advisor gave no details on the timing of a shift in the war's intensity. For pictures, videos, stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on social media, including X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. This is